From NPR News, it's Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. The final pre-election poll by the Pew Research Center is now complete. According to that poll, which wrapped up late last night, President Obama leads Mitt Romney 50-47% now, just 2 days ahead of the election. We're going to have Andy Kohut from Pew with us in a moment to break those numbers down some more. But first, let me bring in our correspondent, Scott Horsley, who is traveling with the president in Florida for the latest. Scott, some good numbers for the president. Is there a sense of anxiety, though, at all inside the campaign?
Well, Guy, I think there's always anxiety when you're engaged in any sort of high-stakes competition, and that's certainly what this is. But the president's a pretty good poker player. I think he feels like he's sitting on three of a kind right now. Ohio, Iowa, and Wisconsin are all in his column, at least narrowly. He's got another ace in the hole in Nevada and some other options that would get him to the 270 electoral votes he needs. That said, there's always a possibility that Mitt Romney could draw to an inside straight, and so the Obama campaign takes that possibility seriously, and they're not in any way complacent.
Scott, give us a sense of what the president will be doing between now and Election Day.
Well, more of the same. That means rallies in all of the big battleground states, making sure that his supporters get to the polls. And he's got an all-star entertainment lineup to help him to do that. Stevie Wonder's with him today. Bruce Springsteen's going to be with him all day tomorrow. That said, he's also had this riff that he's been using at rallies lately, saying, you know, at this point, he, the rallies, all the fireworks and color, that's kind of a prop. And the real action is what individual people are going to do in the voting booths.
That's NPR Scott Horsley traveling with the Obama campaign. Scott, we'll be hearing much more from you in the next couple days. Thanks so much.
Good to talk to you, Guy.